I call the Committee of Budget and Finance on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025 at 4:03 p.m. in the Frankie Sudopapa President's Conference Room, in person and on Zoom. Move on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days before 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Move on to agenda item 4, roll call.
Senator Huang.
Present.
Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Tardy, excuse.
Senator Lucchese.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Present.
Senator Moss.
Present.
Senator Calderon.
Present.
Quorum is present.
We'll move on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be adopted at this time. So we'll move on to agenda item 7, reports. Does anyone have any report? I don't have a report. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 8, old business. Actually, I'm going to skip to agenda item 9 so we can do the allocations first, new business. So we'll move to agenda item 9, new business. The referred legislation is SB 93, an act to approve the revised budget for fiscal year 2026. I believe Vice President McNamara is going to be giving a presentation. I have a memo pulled up if you want to refer to it. But the floor is your guys'.
All right, so we'll just run through it real quick. Sorry, Carmina couldn't make it. She had another meeting to attend to. But we'll be going through, and most of it's in that memo, but we'll just do a quick run through and kind of sum up what we're planning to do here.
So what we're about to present is the same information. It's just going to be a bridge version of the memo you've already received in advance with a lot of the same language, just kind of cut for time's sake. So we've identified $113,785.76 in funds available for allocation. This additional funding is the result of unspent money from the 92nd session slash fiscal year 2024 to 2025, as well as higher than anticipated enrollment numbers. We've put together the second round of allocations after thoughtful consideration, conversations with stakeholders, and a careful understanding of campus needs. Our goal is to ensure these funds strengthen support and expand opportunities across the university. So basically, we'll still go through each chart and reference the change in each line item with just a much shorter, I'd say, explanation of why we made that decision. So replenishments for the CSE operations has been increased by 2,720 to 47,720. Executive Board, ASUN Retreat operating budget has been changed, has been increased by $3,530 to a revised $8,530, and the ASUN PAC internship event, which we are hosting, has been increased by $2,380 to $4,818.
Yeah, so for the CSE giving them that $2,720 back, that's just from restoring the end, so that was a major project that we undertook, and some of that ended up coming out from the CSE budget, just for kind of ease of access, and then replenishing that money back to their account.
Okay. And then with the Executive Board ASUN Retreat, some of you may not know this, but we're actually still waiting on the invoice from UNR Lake Tahoe, which means that normally that transaction happens prior to July 1st or the start of the fiscal year, but because the invoice now has to be processed after July 1st, it's going to have to be charged to 2025 to 2026. Which should have been allocated in the 94th Sessions Retreat. So to prevent this delay from impacting this, we're accounting for the anticipated UNR Lake Tahoe invoice here and setting aside funds to cover it in the session so it doesn't impact the next.
And then for the PAC internship event, so that was an event that took place towards the end of last semester. And it just took time for some of those bills to come in, and then we ended up paying them on this fiscal year. So we're just adding to that budget so it doesn't affect operations this year. And then next we'll talk about the Milton D. Glick academic initiatives. So this budget was one of the ones that experienced one of the most significant reductions when Kermit and I put together this budget over summer, right before summer. And then we met with key stakeholders who, and they understood the necessity of these cuts, but yet they also expressed the importance of revisiting this funding should rollover dollars be available. And we are able to get money back. So these three line items have a profound impact on the success of students and the ability of these programs to function. So we felt a responsibility to consider them when talking about reality and cuts.
Standard additions, there have been significant increases in the executive board, and specifically the executive outreach, IDEA, the operating diversity outreach, government affairs, travel, PAC grad school fund with program support, and then the fall and spring concerts. So with the standard addition, this section reflects the increases to budget lines that expand our capacity to serve students. These additions support growing initiatives and programs, allowing departments to operate more effectively and strengthen ASUM's ability to respond to student needs across campus. Specifically with the exec branch outreach, this line supports a wide range of programs and activities, specifically the Department of Sustainability, Wellness, and Campus and Public Relations. They do not have their own line items in the ASUM budget, so the increase is to account for extended operations in those particular areas. So it's also meant to cover athletic collaborations, the executive internship programming, as well as kind of spare funding for future internship opportunities, depending on what different programs may be wanting to do. It includes DEO student engagement activities, such as capture talks, which we had today, and then tabling surveys. So beyond these normal initiatives, it also supports presidential projects and general function of Office of the President.
And then the other one that is in this category is IDEA. We're increasing their budget just because their scope continues to grow, and we're allocating funds to hopefully extend their capacity. And this investment really just ensures that they'll have the resources they need to be able to continue their work at such a high level and meet the rising student needs. And then government affairs is the next one. So the special session is looking like it's going to be taking place coming up here soon. So we need to add money in there so that they can effectively travel to the state legislature to go represent our students at that level.
And then the PAC Grad School Fund. In September, Dean Marcus Kellmeyer reached out to Vice President McNamara regarding the PAC Grad School Fund. For context, last year legislation was passed for the creation of the PAC Grad School Fund, and they were supposed to be awarded or allocated $6,000, and that's initially what they were promised. Because the funding is there, we've just decided to meet what was originally promised to that program, to $6,000. Since its launch in January 2025, 56 seniors have used the fee waiver, and all but two received admission offers to their chosen UNR graduate programs. An additional six students were deemed ineligible due to reaching financial aid limits. This remarkable success rate underscores that when we remove financial barriers, we gather students rise to the opportunity, which demonstrates that I think we can continue to see adding more money to this fund. It may take us to see if it does increase how we're able to serve students who pursue grad school education.
And then the last one is the fall / spring concert line item in the budget. So over the past several years, it's become clear that the ASUM concert model needed reevaluation. Concert costs continue to rise, our budget is tightened, and the operational burden placed on student officers really has become unsustainable and unfair. So to protect the future of this tradition and support a healthier workload for our student leaders, all of us in this room, we explored new approaches over the summer. We're proud to announce and share that ASUM will be partnering with the J Resort to co-produce this year's ASUM concert. ASUM previously had a budgeted amount of $150,000, but only $90,000 was guaranteed. The remaining $60,000 depended on the ticket sales. Under this new partnership model, we are no longer counting ticket revenue, meaning our baseline return is back to $90,000. So to support this collaboration, we're increasing our allocation by $50,000, bringing the contribution to $140,000 total. This partnership will increase capacity, it builds financial stability, and will ensure the longevity of the ASUM concert. And because we're partnering with a major entertainment entity, contract artist-related information must remain confidential until more details are finalized.
Thank you.
And that just about sums up all of our reallocations. And again, this was just the abridged version. So if you guys want to look in that memo, it really does explain everything kind of to a T. So that's about all we got. And now I think we stand for questions.
Does anyone have any questions? Senator Custer?
Thanks. Thank you guys for the presentation. It was the perfect to go over it all. I just was curious about the PAC internship grant program. Is that for, what is that funding support? Is that for our interns or is that for?
So the. So the, are you talking about where we're replenishing the PAC internship grant program fund up at the top or the one under the Milton Deak Lake?
The Milton Deak, yeah, just that one.
So that one is increasing. The PAC internship grant program is a program that started in ASU and is now being ran by the Career Studio. It's been around for about 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, and it's one where we subsidize internships for UFCs.
Okay. I didn't know, I just was trying to clarify if that was our interns, but I didn't think that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, which is separate from the first one that appears in order, which is the PAC internship event, because then we also sponsor the event for their showcase at the end of the semester.
Senator McAndrews?
It's more just a comment. Is that okay?
Sure.
I think it's really cool that you guys partner with the J Resort. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
We're excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Senator Huang?
I was just wondering for the retreat and the internship event, because you guys hadn't allocated that money before this fiscal year, what was going to happen next, like, next year in session? Was it going to be like they would have to pay it like afterwards, or like, I don't understand.
So normally the session before pays for the next session's retreat, and then similar for the PAC internship event, right? So the 93rd will pay for the 94th's retreat because it lands on that side of the fiscal year. But then bills came in late and it rolled into this fiscal year.
Okay.
So then really that money rolled over and we're just reallocating it back in.
Oh, okay. So they were supposed to pay it last session? Right, or like some of these events?
And, yeah.
Okay.
And they... normally the previous session pays it, but because they received the invoice late, they were physically unable to pay it, so this allocation is to stop the same session from essentially being double-charged
okay.
for retreat.
So it wasn't like they had stopped paying for internship and they expected you guys to pay for the session out of your Okay, I understand.
It was simply just a rolled over in the next fiscal year. Which also means the dollars that were allocated for it last fiscal year also rolled over.
Right. So then, follow up to that, if you guys don't allocate this money, what would happen for the next session? Would we just,
would
our interns, would our retreats just, like, pull up?
We would have front.
No, it would just hurt the 94th's capacity to be able to put it on, right?
Okay.
Because their budget would be smaller because we ended up using some of it on this year's retreat.
Okay.
Any other questions? Senator Lawson?
I have a question in regards to Senator Saverio's bill, SB 93, to reallocate.
We're only talking about the.
So, okay. Senator Saverio is taking $1,000 of the unused funds for vacant seats and putting it into the outreach fund. And do you think this is a good spot for it, or is there another spot where this $1,000 would be better used?
And from what I see, I think that's a good way to, I think that's a good way to use the money. And obviously, I don't know, I think Camille would have much more insight into that, but I see no issue with it, and I think outreach from you guys is essential to who we are as an association, right, and who we're representing. So I see that's very passionate cause.
Also, in terms of doing Senate budgeting with your own operations, you guys also should have a voice in how that money is used. So if you guys, I think, have deemed that more outreach funding is necessary, then I feel like that's appropriate justification for allocation.
Any other questions? Senator Custer?
Yeah. So for the reallocation for the concert budget there, are you expecting to use all of that for the new partnership with the school, or is it just are we just putting money there so it's there in the future? Are we expecting to use all of that? Do we know the details of that?
So we're going to need to see as we get deeper into these conversations with the J, because as far as my knowledge goes, ASUN hasn't done a concert in collaboration with a large entity like this before. So I think we're going to need to see how it goes, to be honest. But just kind of, we're kind of entirely reworking that line item, right, to where we're not dependent on $60,000 to take it from me.
I'll go ahead and add on to that. I think it would be awesome if we don't have to use all of it, but we are kind of looking at this not only as a collaboration opportunity, but an investment opportunity, if that makes sense. Like, we're investing in an outcome, like an external entity, and you know, the more money, technically, the more stakeholdership in the opportunity. So because we've budgeted, we should be prepared to use that amount.
I've got a question regarding the concert as well. So the J is handling ticket sales now. Can students expect to pay the similar price to what they've paid for tickets in the past?
In the past, as far as like an ASUN concert,
yeah.
Historically?
What was it, like $15?
Yeah, I would expect it to be something very similar to that, because we don't just want to host a concert and then make our students pay the full price for it. And obviously that's something that we'll have much more insight on as we get deeper into these conversations. But really, it's still about the students, and then we need to make sure that stays that way.
This could change, but from what I understand is that tickets should be reasonable as per student concert, but the biggest difference with this being collaboration with the venue is that the J Resort does reserve the opportunity to, I think, open ticket sales to external individuals who could also technically attend that concert. Beyond that, I don't really know, but I know that that's the difference. I think students would still have their own ticket price though.
Okay, Senator Lucchesi.
So it's gonna be, I was just about to ask that question, if it was open to the public or if it would just still be a Nevada event, but it's sounding like that, or is there negotiation to maybe change that?
When I met with them, we honestly spitballed a lot of ideas. They have multiple different venues down there, so there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of options. But what we were looking into for a concert of this scale would likely be opening it to the public, but yet still keeping UNR like separate, right? Keeping our students separate if that's what they wanted to do. So it's kind of like Lego pieces. They just had a bunch of fences and they're like, we can literally set these up however you guys see fit. So there was a possibility of splitting it down the middle and doing UNR students over here and then the public on the other side, or you know, really kind of the world's our oyster with that venue. So we're definitely looking into options to make sure that it's special for our students.
Senator Lawson, and then Senator Calderon.
Since there's the idea of opening up to the public, and that means there's going to be more revenue made for the J Resort, is that going to lower costs for us at all, or is it just going to stay the same?
I think
so. I think it's also hard because honestly, like, the contract has just not been finalized, and there's just select individuals who, it says it actually in the memo, but most of it is confidential even to us to an extent. So because the contract is just, it's not done.
Yeah.
It's not done, it hasn't been signed. So.
I would also be willing to bet that every time we do a concert, we have to rent the stage and pay for all of that. It sounds like the J is hosting that now.
Yeah.
So I think that could save on costs. Senator Calderon?
Just two quick questions. Do you guys know how many tickets we sold before it was canceled for NLE for the last concert? And then also, do you know how many tickets we would have to sell were, for example, maybe UNR concert?
I have anecdotal information on that. To be honest, I don't have a hard number. But I do know the guy at the J was a part of helping us do set up for the NLE Chopper concert that was supposed to take place last spring. And I want to say he said 3,000 to 4,000-ish.
The sellers only be UNR.
No, that's what we've got historically.
Okay, cool.
Like in that ballpark. And then I don't know if, yeah, to be honest, I think that knowledge is, I don't have it, so.
I also anecdotally, from what I understand, it wasn't epic proportions of ticket sales, if that makes sense. It was very much in the ballpark of what we have been able to predict for the past decade.
Cool. And how many we would need to make it a student-only concert, I don't know.
Senator Custer?
So would, in terms of the profits, or is the J taking 100% of the ticket sales, or are they negotiating that contract with us? And then on top of that, what are we paying for them if they're hosting the whole thing? Are we just helping subsidize it for students? Or okay.
Helping to subsidize for students and maintain stakeholdership in who the arts is a large part of it, because we want something that appeals to students.
Okay.
What, adding on to that, what we're basically paying is to mutually be able to decide what this concert looks like, because if we were to invest, let's say, a lesser amount, would have just a lot less freedom.
Yeah, so it's but they're going to take all profit, is that correct? I'm sure that's probably the majority, I would assume.
To my understanding.
Okay, so we're just basically paying just to say we have a say and to say it's who's involved.
And it's subsidized.
And the subsidized. Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator McAndrews?
When are we expecting this to be finalized?
It's going to likely be an early next semester thing. I can say ballpark-wise, we're looking for April-ish. That's when we're looking at the concert. So realistically finalized early next semester as soon as we can. And then once we have it kind of set in stone and we know what we can and can't say, we'll be as open and honest as possible.
Can I have a follow-up question? Have you guys discussed any like marketing-wise, like shout-out-wise for the event, like to ensure that our name is like attached to the concert, right?
Yes, yeah, we talked about that with them. And really, I think what that boils down to a lot is internal marketing, right? Because I think it's more for our students to know that we are doing this concert and helping and subsidizing these tickets for them, right? So I think in that sense, it doesn't really change too much the way we promote it because it's internal promotion, right? Like we're not trying to sell it to the other people at Reno that this is an Axion concert for our students. So I think the marketing will stay relatively similar.
Kind of adding on to that, at the end of the day, this is still an ACM concert. The biggest difference is just, honestly, we have more help and we have more range with what we can do with the venue.
Senator Custer?
Who's in charge of Senator? Is it you or is it going to be? Like, who's going to be in charge of coordinating this in the contract?
So it's going to be Carmina and I, and then Director Prince as well.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, then with that, I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SB 93 and act to approve the budget reallocations for the fiscal year 2026 to Senate through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Moss. Is there a second?
Point of information, do we have a discussion period? Or does it just go straight from questions to...
Do you want a discussion period?
I don't know. I'm just curious. I kind of do.
You want a discussion period?
I think we have to, or do we not have to?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Okay.
It sounded like we were having a discussion period.
We can go back prior to the motion. This is discussion period. anyone have discussion points?
Okay.
Senator Hong, go ahead.
I just want to say, like, I think this is good, but I just like 2 points that I want to make just based off my outreach. I feel like, I don't know, it's a little scary to increase like our retreat budget. I think after talking to them, it's absolutely justified. I just think that we probably should make an effort to let our constituents know that we're not increasing it because we want to spend more on a retreat, but because we had to spend double this time. I think that's just important. And also for the PAC internship grant program, I've talked with a few stakeholders about that program, and they've just expressed some concerns, specifically in the College of Business, about how that program, it kind of like devalues the work of some students, like kind of like saying to employers that, you know, we as interns are not valuable to get paid the full price from a company and instead need to get subsidized a little bit, which I think is just an interesting point that I want to bring up and like talk about or just mention. Otherwise, I think it's fine. I think it's good to pass.
Director Dietrich, you can jump in whenever you need.
I see your point, but the thing with the PAC internship grant program is that I personally feel like it does the opposite, because these internships would still be offered either way. The difference is that they would be unpaid without the funding. We're basically increasing the funding so that unpaid internships can be paid.
If I can add to that point, I don't know. Just some companies, like specifically the Career and Corporate Outreach Center, we have these companies that they pair up with, and then they provide these internships, and then they hear about the Nevada Career Studio doing this package grant program, and then they decide that instead of paying their interns the full price, they'll pay them half the price because they assume they can subsidize some of it. So I'm not saying that, like, for maybe liberal arts and some other colleges where, like, there is less of an intern space, where there's less of a job market for university undergraduate interns, like, yes, I can see that absolutely being a problem, but just specifically with my outreach, like with the college business and like the faculty that I work with, they've expressed concerns about how this diminishes some of their efforts to get students internships. And I'm not saying that I agree with that perspective or I agree with necessarily the your perspective either. It's just, I just think it's something important to know. I just wanted to bring that up.
Does anyone want to follow up on that? Are there any new discussion points? Sarah Huang, if you are you just bringing that idea to the table, or do you want to propose reallocating those dollars somewhere else?
I think personally they've done their research, and I think they know what our students need, what our campus needs, and I think that how they're allocating the money is, it makes perfect sense. They've justified it all. I like how what it's doing, and I do think what they're putting money into is very important, and I think we should pass this. I don't know, maybe like in the future we can talk about that a little more in, you know, future sessions about how we want to go forward with the internship grant program, like knowing that information or whatnot, but I think it's fine for now. I think it needs more outreach on my behalf that I haven't done, and I think that they've done the work, and I think it should go through.
Okay, Senator McKenzie.
Motion the previous question to unanimous consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Moss. So we moving back to the motion for the bill.
You'll take a vote on the previous question, then we'll take a vote on the bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a second. Is there any dissent to Max's motion? Seeing none? Okay, that motion passes. So we'll go back to the motion of the bill. And I did make note of that, so we can look at it for probably creating the next budget or something like that. I motion to favorably recommend SB 93 an act to approve the budget reallocations for the fiscal year 2026 through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Monster. Second. Second by Senator Calderon. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, then that motion passes. And we will see that in Senate. And thank you, VP McNamara and Director Dietrich. We will move back to agenda item 8, old business. Agenda item 8AI for corrective action, SB 93, an act to approve the budget for fiscal year 2026. I think for nominal purposes, I had to include this, and we have to motion to reapprove it. So I'm going to make that motion right now. I motion to reapprove SB 93, an act to approve the budget for fiscal year 2026 through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Moss. There, second. Second by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Seeing none, then that motion passes. Move on to agenda item 8A2, SB 93, a bill to codify recurring funding for the semester of coffee with a cop event in support of campus safety and UPDNC. Senator Saverito, the floor is yours.
Hey everyone, I'll just give a brief synopsis of what this piece was. Initially, once again, at the beginning of the session, we passed a bill that basically allocated money for this semester of coffee with the cop event. It passed, I believe, unanimously. Permanent wants a codification to the piece that declares a specific line item is attached, just to get transparency for future sessions. So this piece establishes that line item while also capping how much the Senate outreach budget can be used to assist the event, would be $150. We had a previous discussion on whether or not the system is too complicated, there's too much red tape, but basically as it went was coffee with the cop with, or UPNC themselves would buy the receipts, the donuts, and the Starbucks, they did the itemized budget. Itemized bill, we'd send $150 through an IPO transfer to their facilities, and then they would see their total and multiply it by 25%. That's as much of the money that they could use from our donation to their facilities, and then they'd have to give back the remaining $150 through another IPO transfer. If you have any other questions, just let me know.
Okay, we'll go on to questions. Does anyone have any questions for the author? Seeing none, we'll move on to discussion. Senator Custer?
Again, I think this is a great idea. I think you could just simplify it again by just saying, we're going to give $150 straight up line item, just like that, no back and forth. Again, such a small amount, I just don't think it's worth the whole, you know, the process seems so complicated for such a small amount of money. My opinion is I think we should just amend this to say we will give them $150 every semester, or at least we'll try to allocate that in each budget, or create a line item, basically, would be my thought.
Senator Moss?
I see your point, Senator Custer, but I also had a meeting with Madison Eifert from UPPNC, and I asked her, I was like, how much red tape realistically is this? And she said, nothing at all. It's actually a pretty simple process. So if the committee would like to just reallocate it and just make it like $150 like every year for this event, that's fine by me. I would be fine with supporting it, but I talked to them, I did my own outreach with them, and they said this is a totally fine process. This is simple. So, yeah.
I think if the process can be trusted, then I don't mind leaving it at 25% because the value is just going to go down over time anyway, so you're going to have to amend this and reallocate new portions. Yeah.
Yeah, on paper it looks complicated, but if it is simple to them and they think that I'm totally in support of this, as long as it's not a complicated process.
Go ahead, Senator Moss.
And then I was also thinking about this system. This system also accounts for like inflation or price increases.
Yeah.
Like they're one of their main vendors for this event is Doughboys Donuts. And I worked at Doughboys Donuts and I saw several price increases when I worked there. So that I would think this plan does accurately prepare for the case of price increases and that kind of stuff. Kind of to what Jeremy Snelling was saying. So
any other points of discussion? Seeing none, I motion to favorably recommend SB 93, a bill to codify recurring funding for the semesterly Coffee with a Cop event in support of campus safety and UPDNC engagement through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Custer. Is there a second?
You motion is a second.
Doesn't anybody move first? Because I'm in seeking motion.
No, you didn't say seeking motion. You said
demotion. Oh, I thought I said seeking. Okay, seconded by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, then that motion passes.
Wait, you said moved by Custer.
Seconded by Custer.
Okay,
seeking a motion. I said
sounds
I
good.
Motion.
I want you to yell that for a moment.
Okay, we'll move down to agenda item 8A3, SB 93, a bill to make ASU unelected and appointed officials stipends optional. Senator Saborito, you can give your brief synopsis again.
This one's just the title. It just puts in the status that an elected appointed officer can choose to remove as much as they want within their wage or their stipend. And budget and finance would, either budget and finance the Senate table or the chair of budget and finance would be able to reallocate that money if they wanted to. Before Director Rodriguez was reallocated to the Honors College, she told me that I didn't need to necessarily make the piece because she could just remove the 500. I believe it is removed. This piece would just make sure there's no confusion. That being so, it's up to you guys if you want to remove the last beat for the enacted clause, where it's like specifically stating I'm losing 500. It doesn't really need to be there since she stated it already happened like 2 weeks ago. But that's pretty much it.
Okay, we'll kick off questions. Does anyone want to start us off? Senator Custer?
I have a question just a question about the wording of the second part of the statement. So it says, the reallocation of such funds may be determined by the chair of the committee on budget and finance. And then it says, through discussion with the committee on, or I guess my question is that I'm confused on the wording because the chair can't directly reallocate those funds. That is correct, right? Like you can't say, I'm going to allocate this. You can propose a bill to go to the Senate to reallocate the funding. So
I think that's how it works.
I just think that this needs to be reworded to make that match the SAS a little bit.
Okay.
Like Logan can't explicitly say like we're going to take Saborito's money and put it here, done, right? So I just want to clarify the wording on that because this is kind of confusing in my opinion, just in terms of logistics.
Senator McAndrews?
Can we just do a, what do you call it, like amendment to change it, like approval at the Senate table or through the approval of Budget and Finance?
Yeah.
Or
make
it
that?
Can be approved by Budget and Finance and then finally approved in the Senate, and then that can be like a process like a bill.
Do you want to make that amendment?
Sure. Okay. I move to amend a SB 93, a bill to make ASUN elected and appointed official stipends optional. Under addendum, just kidding, there's not addendum. But under Title 4, compensation, Chapter 401, elected official officers, Section 1, establishment. And then under A, and then we are striking the language, the reallocation of such funds may be determined by the chair of the Committee of Budget and Finance and through discussion within the Committee of Budget and Finance or through deliberation at the Senate table. We will amend this to say will be presented at Budget and Finance, approved, and then finally approved at Senate? How can we restate that?
I have a point of clarification. Amy, what happens with, or is Ray still here? What happens with the money that would have gone to salary, but it doesn't? Because there's nobody in that position wanting to approve their salary or take their salary.
For senators or anyone?
I guess anyone, but senators in this case.
It just stays there until it's reallocated. So it becomes some of the rollover dollars.
And that has to be reallocated through legislation or budget reallocations through the president?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it stays in there.
Yeah,
Senator Custer, go ahead.
I think that it's the exact same thing as the funds that aren't used by senators with the open seats, right? It just stays in that pot of money. So just like with Senator Saperito's bill, he comes in and he can reallocate it as he wants, the president to reallocate it. But I just, all I want to do is just make sure the wording is in line with the SAS thing. Like, not one person can reallocate it. It's, it has to still go through Budget and Finance, and it has to still go through. And I just in terms of the amendment, I don't know if we need to strike that whole thing. I think all we have to say is just change the word to determined by Budget and Finance and the deliberations of the Senate. Just basically take out that little chunk and the rest is fine.
Go ahead, Senator Moss. I want to make sure to
I was going to say, Senator Custer, would it, would an amendment that would satisfy kind of what you're thinking is just striking the words "the chair of Budget and Finance of the Committee of Budget and Finance" and just say "the reallocation of such funds may be determined by the Committee of Budget on Budget and Finance through discussion within and then through deliberation"? Just striking "chair of," would that satisfy that? Because it's an inferred, like, that through our budgetary processes and through the SAS that only legislation can reallocate that. So it would be inferred that legislation, we don't really have to state through legislation it can be reallocated, but would that satisfy?
Yeah. And so what I would say strike "the chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance" and then leave the rest, because then it just says "determined by discussion with the Committee on Budget and Finance or through deliberations."
Yeah.
So I would take L. I would take the chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance and then the word "through," and that would make that.
Yeah.
I can make that amendment.
Could you just, before you make the amendment, say the sentence so I can make sure we all...
The sentence after the amendment is made will read, "the reallocation of such funds may be determined by the Committee on Budget and Finance through discussion within the Committee on Budget and Finance or through deliberation at Senate."
Okay, so "the reallocation of such funds may be determined through discussion within the Budget and Finance Committee or deliberations at through Senate."
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead and make that amendment.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think you're in the middle of a motion.
Oh.
So
yeah.
You can withdraw or someone.
Does she have the motion to withdraw her motion?
No.
She can just
withdraw. Withdraw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we close out that.
Yeah. Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Okay, Senator Moss, go ahead.
I move to amend SB 93, a bill to make ASUN elected and appointed officials' stipends optional. amending Addendum A, Section 1, Subsection A, to read, the reallocation of such funds may be determined through discussion within the budget, within the Budget and Finance Committee, or deliberations through Senate, striking the current language and replacing it with that language. Yeah, I won't do it through unanimous consent.
All those in favor, please designate.
Oh, it needs a second.
Is that
second?
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Vong. All those in favor of the motion, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. All the any abstentions? Oi. Okay. That motion passes, okay. And the bill will be amended.
So
any other points of discussion?
Look like this. The reallocation of such funds will be determined by determined through discussion.
Go ahead,
Senator. Okay. There's two ors.
Thank
in
you.
The first, should we just keep it?
Clear, yeah. Point of clarification, point of information. The clerk can handle that, so
okay.
It doesn't need
that's even
that.
Better.
Anything grammatical or misspelling, clerks can handle it. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Any other points of discussion? Senator Moss?
I motion a previous question.
Is there a second?
Sir.
Second by Senator Custer. Any dissent? Or you didn't do three.
Oh, I didn't do three.
All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Okay, that motion passes, and we can move to a vote. Let's see the name. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SB 93, a bill to make ASU unelected and appointed official stipends optional through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Lawson. Any dissent? Seeing none, that motion passes, and we will see that in Senate.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move down to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we move on to agenda item 11, adjournment.
Wait.
I adjourn this meeting. Yeah, Senator McAndrews, public comment.
Is it okay if we go back to, is there a chance where we can have a discussion period just, for open, budget and finance?
You can give it in public comment. And then depend because I know what you want to bring
mm-hmm.
up, and then you can just say we can discuss this later.
Okay.
To bounce ideas off of each other.
All right. So still in public comment.
Yeah.
Are we, okay.
Still on agenda item 10, public comment.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. So tomorrow I have a meeting with accounting office and Maddie Wilson and Senator Dayton, and what we're thinking about doing is figuring out a way to maybe use funds that for inactive club accounts. So what happens after clubs are unrefunded or renewed after 2 years, whatever balance there was in their club account goes into the overall account. What we're trying to do is see if there's a way where we can invest it, kind of what we were thinking about with the capital funds. We're allocating more funds into that so we can make an endowment and then use that as a form of revenue within clubs and orgs. My thoughts are possibly to use it as a form of revenue whenever there's a new club that is made within ASUN. Maybe we can fund them with $200 as a starting fee for a new club. But I would really like to see if you guys have any ideas or know more about the endowment process or anything about creating revenue given investment. So that's it.
You can give public
comment
now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Senator Custer, for the record, I would say that I think there is a minimum amount that you need to invest in new endowment. I want to say it's really high. I think it's $250,000. I thought it was, it's fairly high. To create endowment, I think, is fairly expensive, unless you're adding to the current endowment.
Point of information, last time I checked, it is $30,000.
Oh, that is okay.
This is minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point of information, the provost said at a meeting the other day that it was 50, so I don't know if it's gone up since then.
Okay.
But
then,
you might
then,
be right, or
okay,
he was
okay.
wrong.
I'm pretty sure, because, yeah, I don't know. Did he say 200? I thought it was 200. I swore, but I could be wrong. The provost said that. I could be wrong, though.
I want to say it's very, it's definitely not, so it would be like a substantial amount to create endowment, but you, the center could put it into the current endowment that you already have through ASUN.
Point of order, with public comment, we're crossing a line of entering discussion, so I would recommend, just in concurrence with Bommel, to take these questions up after the meeting, as they're not actionable items, thus you won't get in trouble for discussing them privately, one-on-one. I just wanted to make that we're encroaching on dangerous territory with public comment, so.
I'll give the last public comment, Chair Maselli, for the record. We can have these discussions. She brought up good points, and I can also put it on the agenda as a discussion time if we need to, just let me know. But we can always brainstorm about legislation, and we clearly need to do some research. Awesome. Any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting for the Committee on Budget and Finance on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025 at 4:48 p.m. in the Frankie Siddle Public Presidents Conference Room, in person and on Zoom.
I don't mean to be.
No, no, you're so,
I don't
you're
mean to be an a-hole. I just.
No, I was thinking the
with
same
novel,
thing.
I'm always just like.